I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. The 4th Annual Briefs Festival of Short LGBT Plays opens 1 week from tonight at the Rialto Ballroom at Grand Center. The festival's the work of that uppity theater company's Joan Lipkin. Hi, Joan.
Good morning, or afternoon, or I don't...
There's always a lot of confusion on this show, whether it's morning or afternoon, so we'll take either one.
Welcome to my world. Yeah.
Ken Haller is an MD by day, but at other times he's an actor and a singer. Ken, good to see you.
Glad to be back.
And John Schmidt is a student at Washington University and a new playwright. In fact, he won the Ken Haller competition, and we want to congratulate you for that.
Thank you.
And congratulating you, Ken, that's a new thing for you, too.
Yeah. Joan called me about this last year to say she'd like to do this. And do you want to say why?
Yeah, because I just want to say how thrilled I am to be sitting here intergenerationally with my dear friend and colleague Ken on one hand, and a young, emerging, very promising artist on the other hand. We are always looking to do new things at Briefs, and we co-produce it, of course, with The Vital Voice. And we were interested in saying, how can we reach out and nurture the next generation or new and emerging writers? And I thought, what better person to name this award for than Ken Haller, who has been such a beacon of hope and influence in the community in so many different areas.
Well, John, I think you're a senior at Washington University.
Correct.
What's your major?
I am an English and psychology double major.
Uh-huh. Did you have this in your mind to become a playwright? Is this something you did on a fluke or what?
I kind of stumbled into it. I really like dialogue a lot, and plays are all about talking, so it seemed natural.
So you have a play in this festival this year, correct?
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called A Little Splash of Brandy.
And what's it about?
It's ultimately about a father-son relationship through the metaphor of drag and how a father comes to appreciate and understand that.
Yeah, well, all the plays in Briefs, Joan, have one thing in common, and they deal with LGBT issues in one way or another.
That's right. But you know, that's a pretty broad net, because mm-hmm. those are human stories. For example, my play, Ferguson, is about a white gay male couple, but it's also about Ferguson. And it's about how their relationship is tested when one part of the couple becomes deeply involved with the Black Lives Matter movement and his partner is feeling uncomfortable. So that's an LGBT play, but it also has wider ramifications.
Uh-huh. When did you start writing that?
When did the event happen? It was it August 9th?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Around that, yes. Yeah,
so I started thinking about it, Steve, because my friends and my colleagues were so divided about what it meant to be involved. And it was very interesting to me, because there are people that I thought would necessarily be on the protest side, mm-hmm. people that I think are inherently decent and philanthropic and generous and maybe people of faith, and a lot of people didn't agree.
I have to tell you, just 3 days ago, I had a dental appointment in Florissant. I'm not usually up that way, and I had some time to kill before coming to Grand Center, so I drove down to Caulfield Place, and I hadn't been there since before,
right?
Before August, and it was very moving.
It's shocking to see what has happened there, and it's really what has happened there is a community that's grieving.
Well, Ken, what's your role in this year's Briefs Festival? Are you acting this year?
No, I'm not. I acted in the first one, and then I had a play produced in the second one and acted in it. And
right.
Last year I was in Cabaret the Musical, so I couldn't be in it. But so I am now there as this person for whom this. Playwriting award is named, and I'm very honored by that. And I mean, one of the things that I feel that I bring to this is that as a pediatrician, as an advocate, as an artist, everything I do, at least everything I attempt to do, is about healing and bringing a healing energy to the world, whether it is through seeing kids in my office or at the hospital, whether it's for advocating for equality for LGBT persons, or whether it is through creating art.
And John, you said your play has a drag theme to it, or one of the characters is involved in drag. That's the point of it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what's your message? These are all short plays, 10 minutes max, mm-hmm. most of them. So you've got to cram your message in there in a short amount of time. What is your message?
I think it's ultimately something that I was struggling with at the time when I wrote this 2 years ago, and that is that, you know, parents, at least like parents in the queer community, in my case, can come to love you unconditionally, regardless of how you like may be acting at the time.
I'm reading a lot between the lines here. So, did you have a some turmoil with your parents that managed to work itself out?
Oh no, my parents were great, but I was at the time still in the closet, and I was experiencing a lot of anxiety about that. And so I was working it out the only way that I could, and that was through writing.
One of the things that I love about the play, and I would also add that there were other submissions, which were all just wonderful. It was so difficult to choose, you know, one. And this is about the Briefs Festival in particular, is that, you know, it's billed as an LGBT play festival, but it's not just for LGBT people. It's for everybody. One of the things that is so important to me about drama, about theater, is that the particularity of a story is what makes it universal. You don't have to be someone dealing with issues around sexual orientation or gender identity coming out to parents to identify with this character. Everyone has secrets from their parents. Everyone has struggles they're going through. And sometimes by watching a particular struggle in a very, very particular milieu, people can relate to it in a different way.
And it's interesting, Joan, I've been to Briefs before, and I love how the audience kind of mixes and interacts. I bet you've heard some interesting conversations afterwards about some of the things Ken just referred to.
Absolutely. Before, at the intermission, and after. I mean, we try to make it into an event. We really see it as a community, as a gathering, a convening of community. And we get one of the most diverse audiences in St. Louis. And I want to say that we work very, very hard to assemble and curate the plays. We had almost 200 submissions from all over the country this year. The themes are really interesting. So we have stuff that's comedic, we have stuff that's serious. Some things are shorter, some things are longer. Some of the themes are going to include a gay merman. I want to say merman, because if I say gay mermaid, it seems like an oxy. Somehow it contradicts itself.
And it's not Ethel Merman.
It's not Ethel Merman. Oh, shoot. Maybe that's next year. Okay, a gay merman, mermaid who is looking for love. A Jewish mother who competitively wants her single son to have the biggest wedding. the stresses of sexual identity for LGBT adolescents. Oh, and then we have a wonderful lesbian version of Dr. Seuss that's going to open each show. And that we're going to have a guest artist. It's just a tremendous assortment of stuff. And we have a lot of new elements this year, so we want to let people know about it at the invitation of Cynthia Prost, who's the director of A&E. We're going to be at the Rialto Ballroom in Grand Center for the first time. We have a number of fantastic new directors joining us, Gad Gutterman, Michael Dorsey, Philip Baim. These are all names that people in the theater community know, Todd Schaefer, and they will be joining people who are returning, like Leanne Matthews and Marty Stanberry and Chris Limber. And we have some new actors who are joining us. I love my actors, Clayton Bury and Michael Doerr. So it's quite an event. We're going to have a brunch that Heroes is catering, and you can come and get your mimosa on Sunday afternoon. We want people to come and check it out if they haven't been there before, but we do have frequent flyers.
Right. So, John, are you directing your own play? Is that how it works?
No. There's a wonderful man, Todd Schaefer, who is going to be directing my play.
He works with New Line Theater a lot, doesn't he?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so have you been involved in that at all? Do they let you watch and interject, or is it hands-off?
I've been pretty hands-off with it and letting them discover the play themselves. But they've invited me to come to the dress rehearsal to see the manifestation of it.
Well, that being the case, it must change a little bit in their hands. That must be interesting for you to see.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see the direction that it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say about it?
I am absolutely thrilled to be able to participate in this, to be able to be a part of a festival that I went to last year and saw for the first time, and that produced work that I so greatly admired and respected.
You were talking about being the kid in the closet and having issues coming to terms with the way you're feeling. Do you think a festival like this speaks to maybe people that were where you were?
Definitely. One of the things that I love about theater is that it is the realm of representation in society, and that for like a person like me, it is allowing me to see myself often in a way that I have not seen represented in society before.
Right. Really quickly, to wrap things up, kind of off topic, Ken, if I can, You have another cabaret gig coming up soon, I think.
Right, right. It's Mama's Boy, which I did in October.
And I saw that.
Yeah. Thank you. I was really glad to see you. But the themes of that's going to be Friday, April 10th at the Gaslight Theater. GaslightCabaretFestival.com is where you can get tickets. But it's the same thing. The particularity of my story, growing up Irish Catholic with my Irish Catholic mom. The lessons I learned about being a parent are what I bring to the kids that I take care of, and I tell a story at the end that impinges on a lot of the things that we talk about here. So I hope people will come and see it.
Yeah, and Joan, it seems like every year are you in New York doing something artistic?
Well, actually, next month, this is interesting. I wrote a play called Ready that was done at Briefs last year, and it wound up getting picked up in New York, and I was in it off Broadway last summer, and I've just been asked to do it again in April in New York.
And John, this is your first play, right? Or at least first one that's been recognized.
Yes,
or produced.
It's the first play that I've had professionally produced.
So after you graduate, you're a senior now. What are your plans as far as do you see this becoming an important part of what you do?
Definitely. I see myself writing in the future, but as to how I'm going to go about that professionally speaking, I'm still open to suggestions.
You guys have any advice while we're here?
Just keep writing.
I think it's really important that we're doing this now, because I can only imagine for myself as a writer, John, what it would have been like to have a play produced mm-hmm. at your mm-hmm. age, you know? So I think it's a great opportunity, and hopefully we're going to give you some encouragement and visibility that you so deserve.
That Uppity Theater Company and The Vital Voice present Briefs, a festival of short LGBT plays, Friday, March 27th, Saturday, March 28th, Sunday, March 29th. That's a matinee. In fact, 4 o'clock also on Saturday, 8 p.m. is Friday and Saturday night. If that confused you, go to stlpublicradio.org. /cityscape, and we'll have all the information there. We want to thank student playwright John Schmidt, Joan Lipkin of that Uppity Theater Company, and Ken Haller. Thank you all for being here, and have a great Briefs Festival. I look forward to seeing it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much.